Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj, Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, Paribraja Kacharja Stotara Sarashi Srimad is Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adoita Gadara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopina Shama Kundara Gunagiri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Sri Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Sri Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Sri Sri Mathura Dham Ki Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Sri Sri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Jamana Maya Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai Sri Sri Brihad Madanga Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Sri Sri Radhaman and Mohana Ki Jai Sri Sri Nus Hastana Puradama Ki Jai Shama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. A reading from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, London, A Dream Fulfilled, biography of Srila Prabhupada by His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami. This is from In Every Town and Village. Dhananjaya, quote, I was attempting to massage Prabhupada's head and at the same time watch the program. They were watching the moon landing on TV. All of a sudden, as the men were landing, Prabhupada motioned for me to sit in front of him, so I came around. As soon as I sat down, Prabhupada started to massage. My head. I was quite embarrassed. You have forgotten how to massage properly? He asked. This is how you do it. He massaged my head for about 2 minutes. Then I stood behind Prabhupada and again began massaging his head. But this time, the astronauts were moving across the landscape. They had gotten out their little American flag and were sticking it in the ground and were jumping up and down. Apparently, they were defying gravity because every time they jumped up, they would float through the air and then gently land again. There was a lot of jubilation and sounds from them. So, Purushottam, Prabhupada asked, they have come to the moon? Yes, Prabhupada, Purushottam said excitedly. They've landed on the moon. Prabhupada smiled, Dhananjaya. Quote, again, Prabhupada motioned me to the front. I moved around and sat down. I thought he wanted me to massage him from the front, but again he put his hands on my head and massaged. He said, can't you learn this simple thing, massaging my head? I had been watching the television and not giving my full attention to my service. I tried again, but Prabhupada said, you still don't know how to do this. I said, well, Prabhupada, I am trying my hardest. He laughed and said, that is all right, continue. Prabhupada asked Purushottama, so what can you see? They're exploring the moon's surface, he said. So what is there? Well, it looks like they have landed inside a crater somewhere and the ground is sandy with some rocks. Oh, look, they're showing some shadows from some of the rocks that are lying around. That's all you can see? There are no people, there are no trees, there are no rivers, there are no buildings? No, Purushottama replied, the moon is barren. They have not landed on the moon, Prabhupada said emphatically. This is not the moon. Later, when Malati brought in Prabhupada's lunch, he said, what Malati has done, she has made this little khichdi for Krishna, and that is far greater than what they have done. Even though Prabhupada's quarters were incomplete and temple renovation made Seven Berry Place noisy and hectic, Prabhupada decided to move in. I am not attached to a comfortable apartment, he said. My attachment is to living in the association of devotees. He was moving into the temple at a time when the record sales were low and the devotees were having to purchase supplies piecemeal whenever they got money. Yet, with Prabhupada living with them and supervising their work, they were satisfied. Tamal Krishna arrived from Los Angeles, and in addition to supervising much of the construction, he began taking the devotees out daily to chant on the streets and sell back to Godhead magazines. Yamuna was sewing curtains from morning until night. Ishana, Shamsundar, and others were working every possible hour on the renovation. And every day, Prabhupada would walk through the building to see the progress. With only 1 week left until the opening, Shamsundar still labored on the temple ceiling. He had not even begun the altar. Again, the other devotees complained to Prabhupada that Shamsundar was too slow, but Prabhupada replied, "He wants to make it artistic. Let him do it." Shamsundar, this time on his own, asked George for a donation for an altar. George gave £2,000, and Shamsundar picked out a slab of golden Siena marble and two slabs of red marble. Although Prabhupada had a pair of 17-inch carved wood deities of Radha and Krishna, he didn't plan to use them. And the size of the altar Shamsundar was building clearly required larger deities. Yeah, actually, this marble was donated by the Rolling Stones. He'll be here next week and he'll tell you all about it. One day, a Mr. Doyle, who's actually Mr. Goyal, phoned representing a large Hindu society. He had heard the devotees wanted Radha Krishna to use, and he had a pair he would donate. When Prabhupada heard the news, he sent Tamal Krishna Mukunda and Shamsundar to Mr. Goyal's home to see the deities. Radha and Krishna were white marble and stood about 3 feet high. Never before had the devotees seen such large deities, and they offered obeisances. When they returned to the temple and told Prabhupada, he said, "Take me there at once." Srila Prabhupada, accompanied by Shamsundar, Mukunda, and Tamal Krishna, arrived by van at Mr. Goyal's home. Prabhupada entered the living room and sat down. The deities, covered by a cloth, stood on a table in the corner. Tamal Krishna was about to unveil them when Prabhupada checked him. "No, that's all right." Prabhupada sat and spoke with Mr. Goyal, asking him about his work and where he had come from in India, and he met Mr. Goyal's family. Prabhupada and his host chatted while the devotees listened. "Swamiji," Mr. Goyal said at length, "I want to show you my deities." "Yes," Prabhupada replied, "I will see them after some time." Anyway, there's a sort of unwritten history about this that we can probably talk about next time, which came out later. Those are the first big deities, marble deities, and in the movement. Before Rukmini and Dwarkavish. And you know, they were on the cover of the second volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But now that the Srimad Bhagavatam is in one volume, each canto, the only deities on the cover of the second canto are the Rukmini Dwarkadish deities. So because the BBT is located in LA, I suspect they were given top billing. And now the deities, they don't appear. The Radha Lundanishwara deities don't appear on the Bhagavatam cover of the new one. Anyway, Prabhupada liked them both. Once he asked me which I thought was better. And I didn't want to make an offense, so I just said, "There's no comparison." And he just laughed. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaivam Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Dato Jayam Udirayat Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashlokir Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Activities of Kapila, 3rd Canto, 33rd Chapter, text number 8. Tam, tam, aham, brahma, param, pamamsam, pratyak, shotasi, atmani, samvibhavyam, svatejasa, dvasta, guna, pravaham, vande, vishnum, kapilam, Veda, Garbham, Tam tvam aham brahma param pumansan. Tam tvam aham brahma param pumansan. Pratyakshotasyatmani samvibhavyam. Pratyakshotasyatmani samvibhavyam. Svatejasa dvastaguna prabaham. Svatejasa dvastaguna prabaham. Vande Vishnum Kapilam Vedagarbham. Vande Vishnum Kapilam Vedagarbham. Tam tam aham brahma param pumansam. Pratyakshatasyatmani samvibhavam. Vibhavyam svatejasa dvastaguna prabaham. Vande Vishnum Kapilam Vedagarbham. Tam tvam aham brahma param pumamsam. Pratyakshotasyatmani samvibhavyam. Svatejasa dvastaguna prabaham. Vande Vishnum Kapilam Vedagarbham. Maharajis, sorry, that's tam unto him. Tvam, you. Aham, I. Brahma, Brahman. Param, supreme. Pumamsam, the supreme personality of Godhead. Pratyakshrotasi, turned inwards. Admani, in the mind. Samvibhavyam, meditated upon, perceived. Paramananda Mohan, Sri Sri Gornita, Sri Tilakvam, Hanuman Ki Jai. Swatejasa, by your own potency, dhasta, vanished. Guna pravaham, the influence of the modes of material nature. Vande, I offer obeisances. Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu. Kapilam, named Kapila. Vedagarbham, the repository of the Vedas. And this is Devahuti continuing. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I believe, my Lord, that you are Lord Vishnu himself, under the name of Kapila, and you are the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme Brahman. The saints and sages, being freed from all the disturbances of the senses and mind, meditate upon you. For by your mercy only can one become free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature. At the time of dissolution, all the Vedas are sustained in you only. Responsibly. I believe, my Lord, that you are Lord Vishnu himself, under the name of Kapila, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman. The saints and sages, being freed from all the disturbances of the senses and mind, meditate upon you. For by your mercy only can one become free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature. At the time of dissolution, all the Vedas are sustained in you only. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Devahuti, the mother of Kapila, instead of prolonging her prayers, summarized that Lord Kapila was none other than Vishnu, and that since she was a woman, it was not possible for her to worship him properly simply by prayer. It was her intention that the Lord be satisfied. The word pratyak is significant. In yogic practice, the eight divisions are yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Pratyahara means to wind up the activities of the senses. The level of realization of the Supreme Lord, evidenced by Devahuti, is possible only when one is able to withdraw the senses from material activities. When one is engaged in devotional service, there is no scope for his senses to be engaged otherwise. In such full Krishna consciousness, one can understand the Supreme Lord as he is. Om Agina Timirandasya Garananjana Salakaya Chaksudan Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitana Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaramayam Tarati Swapurantikam. She's mentioning that the saints and sages, being freed from all disturbances of the mind, meditate on you. And why? Because they know that only by your mercy or his mercy one can become freed from the clutches of material nature. Krishna is giving so many different assurances throughout the Vedas that he can save the conditioned soul, he can uplift the conditioned soul, he can position the conditioned soul in the spiritual atmosphere. And he also gives assurances that anyone who tries to overcome the modes of nature, which are described as being dharatyaya, or insurmountable, will fail. But by mameva ye prapadyante mayame tantarantite, by offering surrendering to him or Krishna, you can sit in the shade if you want. It's easier. It's very bright. If you want to move closer, even. get out of that sunlight.